Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right. Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
That means showtime. Got a good joke today.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
tissue around their vulva.
Come on, Dr. Doug. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 28th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Three locations, and yes, as the name would imply, Complete Auto Body is in the collision repair business, but wait, there's more. They're also in the complete auto service business. Need your oil changed? Complete Auto Body. Brakes, tires, safety inspection, emissions inspection. Complete Auto Body. They do it all and even more than that. And we'll talk after this.
Hey!
Behind them, who is that masked man? That's what they used to say in the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, when he would solve a crime, take care of the bad guy, then he'd ride out of town on silver with Tonto. Somebody would look at the other one and go, who was that masked man? Well, the masked man in our studio, and even when he speaks through the muffling mask, you can still tell he hasn't lived here his whole life. Now, for 19 years, he lived in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That masked man is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And in the studio again today, no mask, no problem. Didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
California poontang.
Bill, oh, see, I don't know. Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. And they have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
He's had actually more than 38 jobs. We only know of 38. We also know of the 39th, 40th, and 41st jobs because two of those he works right here. One of them, head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. The other, newsman for the large morning show in the afternoon. And the third, and I don't know why, I can never remember what he does, but it's not here. It's outside of here. Oh, yeah. I know. That's the theme from the Rockford Files. That was a TV show about a private detective, and this guy is also a private detective. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using that weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you, and the law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup class action cases right now, standing by if you or a loved one think you're eligible, in addition to accepting inquiries on other class action lawsuits like Zantac and Ranitidine. To find out if you're eligible, just shoot him an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And I got a total maybe of 2 hours sleep last night because my toe was killing me. I got up and I walked around four or five times. And finally, I just went to the refrigerator and I just thought, what is it, the one thing that'll make me feel better and take my mind off this? Rat boy, you know what it was?
Jeez.
That's right. I caught a big piece of Fontina cheese. Just ate it without a cracker or anything, and my toe still hurt.
Did you call a tow truck?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on.
I'm sorry. I tried to suppress it.
Yeah.
I tried to suppress
it. Sometimes things are so corny.
Why don't you put some jam on that cheese?
Toe jam.
You know, Dan, remember we used to work with a woman who could not stand the words toe jam?
Yes.
If you said toe jam, she'd almost throw up.
Oh, yeah.
She hated that expression. I'll tell you one thing that makes anybody feel better, COVID or no COVID, and that's good polka music. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boys Orchestra. Yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to say toe cheese. That's what I thought you were going to say. The direction I thought you were
headed. The only company I know that makes that is Camel. Makes cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't think most people either know what toe jam is, and you never hear it. That expression anymore, and I don't know that we have toe jam. When you're a kid, you used to always have that junk between your toes. But what happened? You don't have it anymore. What changed?
It's any debris that builds up between your toes. It doesn't have to be
sweat.
Skin or sweat.
I don't
sweat.
Have debris between my toes. I just dirt. Don't. I guess if I went barefoot more.
Yeah. Dead skin. Yeah. Dirt.
Yeah. All right. Complete Auto Body is our sponsor. They're fairly new to this show. New members of our team. I'd like to keep them for a long, long time. You know how we do that? Here's how we do it. You get in an accident. I don't care how minor. I don't care how major. Hope you don't get hurt. We don't need to lose any listeners. But if you do, Complete Auto Body. They do fantastic body work. It's like you'll think you dreamed you were in an accident. Well, I couldn't have been. I thought I was in an accident, but I look at my car or truck or whatever. It looks like it never happened. That's the only way they know how to do it, Complete Auto Body. Now, they also do service work. Now, I don't know where you have your vehicle serviced, but I would suggest next time, if it's just an oil change or a lot of whatever, maybe you need tires, brakes, maybe it's more than an oil change, let them do it. You're not going to be sorry because they not only work on and service lots of cars for lots of people, there are 37 companies that trust Complete Auto Body to service every vehicle in their fleets. And some companies have a lot of vehicles in their fleet. Like one of the companies that they work for, they service all 1,100 vehicles. Okay?
Ooh.
Now, if you don't do the work perfectly, they're going to fire you, and they're not going to let you keep working on their fleet vehicles because it is extremely important that those vehicles be on the road for your company and running right, and whatever's wrong needs to be fixed in a timely fashion, get them back on the road. That's Complete Auto Body. So they can certainly take on another few customers who are AM and the PM. When you do go to them, you have an accident, they do the body work, please email me and tell me what you think about Complete Auto Body. They have three locations, Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. They have an easy website to remember. It's CompleteAB, as in Auto Body, CompleteAB.com. Once again, that's CompleteAB.com. Reno.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madison.
And that's just a partial list of the places this guy has been. Not to mention he's a great game show host. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Say hello once again to Bill Clevelin. They love them some Bill Clevelin. How are you, Bill?
I am well. Thank you so much.
All right.
So I have nothing to talk about today, so I thought I'd bring in a little television trivia.
Yeah.
And by bring in, I mean I'm stealing it from the internet. So So why don't we just do, we yell out our name. We've done that in a while.
I have to make a score sheet.
Yeah, please do that.
Right, let me start with Limey. He's at ground zero.
Bill. Limey will have to yell extra loud through the mask.
So Limey, Dan, Tim, and... me, what about Scott? Oh, that's right. He's not here today.
Sorry.
Limey, Dan, Tim, me. Okay, I got my list ready.
Okay, so these are television trivia questions. So
now,
let's
review the rules.
Trivia. Yeah,
if you yell out your name before the question is complete and you get it wrong, should we take away a point?
You lose the point.
You lose the point.
That was the rule.
Okay. Okay.
He likes that losing points.
I know.
Points.
He does. Right.
You are way more fan of that.
I do. Because you can go from the lead to like minus one.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one week like the winner had minus six or something? I mean,
Tim won once with zero, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
All right. We're ready.
All right. Here is the first one. Name the first American television drama that reacted to the incident of 9/11.
Whoa.
Wow. First, you repeat the question, please.
Sure. Name the first American drama that reacted to the incident of 9/11.
Limey? And you get a minus if you get it wrong?
Limey?
No. It's only if you jump in before you answer the question. NYPD Blue?
That is incorrect.
It
I'm
is.
Sorry.
Oh.
Minus one.
No, you don't get a minus
no,
one.
No, I can't
it's
get
only
a minus.
If you interrupt. Only,
yeah, only if you interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Take
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Tim.
Sorry.
You're too eager.
Yes, Tim.
Sorry.
Law and Order.
Not a bad guess, though.
I want to say it's like a soap opera or something.
Wow.
Anybody else?
I'm trying to think.
We're only allowed to make one guess per round, right?
Kind of took mine.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now we give up now?
We don't know.
Okay. The answer is The West Wing.
Oh.
Oh.
Which makes a lot of sense, being a political drama. That was the first
Dan.
One.
Dan.
I guess so.
No, we've moved on.
The West Wing.
I was going to say that.
Too late.
I was going to say that. I'm sure you were.
That's Dan's line.
All right. The first television advertisement appeared during what sports game?
Woo.
Dan.
Yes.
Super Bowl.
Incorrect.
Idiot.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
World Series.
That's not a sport.
Oh, idiot. Baseball?
Baseball is a sport. That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Tim's in the lead.
Dodgers and Phillies.
In the lead.
Okay. Where was the American crime drama series Narcos set and filmed?
Narcos.
Limey?
Narcos. Yes.
Colombia?
That is correct.
Colombia.
Colombia.
Well, we have two people on the board.
Okay. In 2004, who won the $2.5 million in the popular game show Jeopardy?
Dan.
Tim snuck in.
Oh. Ken Barnes?
Incorrect.
Frank.
Dan.
Yes, Frank.
Ken Jones.
Oh, wait.
No, Dan.
Dan was next in line.
I think I said it first.
No, Dan and Tim both said it at the same time before you spoke. Sorry.
Yeah. So I just gave me an answer.
Yeah. Dan was the answer, buddy.
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings, that's
correct.
That is
correct.
Because he's on this. He's
you're
on
welcome.
This, he's on this game show now.
You're welcome.
I was going to say Ken Jennings.
No, you're welcome.
Oh. Way to go, Dan.
You're welcome.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I knew it.
Which year did the popular children's show Sesame Street debut on PBS?
Oh, good grief.
Limey.
Stuff. Yeah.
1971.
No.
Idiot.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
1965.
Nope.
Idiot.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
1972.
Incorrect.
Idiot. Well, I might as well take a run at it. Frank.
1980.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Oh. 1969.
Oh,
you guys are all over it.
Hey, shut up.
You are all over it.
Shut up with the 69 thing.
Wow.
Okay. Which television show is known for debunking urban legends?
Limey.
Yes.
Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, that is correct.
Ooh, somebody's in the lead.
Look at you. You're on
fire. Somebody's in the lead.
All right. Name the actor who starred in a television series as the character Michael Knight.
Limey.
Yes.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider is the show.
Yeah, it was the show, right?
No, name the character.
Oh, Tim. Michael Tim. Knight. Sorry. Tim. Oh, damn it.
Michael Landon.
Frank.
Yes,
you can't
Frank.
Just say the answer. You say your name.
I see you said Tim. You said Tim and I said Michael Landon.
No, you didn't say your name.
Let me read the question
one
more time.
He even said my name.
Name the actor who starred.
Frank.
Yes.
No, Tim. Now Tim's getting mad. Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead. No. Oh, we're not going through this
every
again.
Every week.
Not.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. That
sounds
is
wrong.
Correct.
Oh, he said Michael Landon.
I was wrong anyway.
Oh, good. I love it when you're wrong.
Oh, my God.
We all need therapy, I think.
The current score is Limey 2, everybody else 1.
Ooh. Okay. What was the family name of the main characters in The Cosby Show?
Limey. The Huxtables.
The Huxtables.
That is correct.
Now somebody's really in the lead.
That is correct.
It's your day, sick boy.
Okay. In which TV drama did Samantha twitch her nose?
Right.
Dan.
Frank.
Bewitched.
Bewitched. Yeah. That is correct.
Okay. I love that TV
That's a
show.
Drama.
I could even watch that.
No, that was a comedy.
Yeah, that was
not, absolutely
that
a comedy.
That was not a drama.
It says drama here. So.
Well, wow.
True question.
Dramedy.
Trick question.
Which television series first used the toilet flush sound for the first time?
Oh, my.
What?
This is a show everybody in here would like. Yes,
Tim. All in the Family.
That is correct.
Whoa.
All in the Family, yeah.
Look at this.
All in the Family.
Right.
What's the score?
Well, Limey is in the lead with 3. Dan has 1, Tim has 2, and I have 2.
Okay, a few more here. In which city do the Simpsons live?
Limey. Dan.
Limey.
Springfield.
Springfield, that is correct.
Now, way out ahead now.
Okay. Next question. What was the costume color of Jeannie's sister in I Dream of Jeannie?
Costume color? Jeannie's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Limey.
Yeah. Yes.
Blue?
No.
Idiot.
Dan? Gold?
Nope.
Idiot.
Tim?
Yeah.
Red?
Nope.
Idiot. White? Frank? White?
Incorrect. You're all wrong. Yeah. You're all idiots. Green is the color.
Green?
Oh,
I was going to say that.
Green is the color. Next question. Which television character is known for using the phrase, what the deuce?
Never heard of that.
Oh.
What the deuce?
Oh, Dan.
Yes.
Stewie Griffin.
That is correct.
That is, yes.
Stewie Griffin. Good job.
Oh, on
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
What the deuce?
Hey, Dan, you're tied with me, Tim, and you. Yourselves. Yeah, with me and Tim.
Got 3 more questions here. Walnut Grove, Minnesota is the setting for which television series?
Dan.
Yeah.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Incorrect.
Frank. Little House on the Prairie?
That is correct.
Oh, Walnut
Grove.
I thought it was in Minnesota.
I didn't know either.
Minnesota had prairies.
I just need one more to tie the leader.
Okay. Got 2 more questions. The popular 1990s television series Twin Peaks took place in which state?
Oh.
Limey?
Yeah.
Washington?
That is correct.
Oh, good I'm totally a guess.
You need to be sick more often.
Wow.
No kidding.
Man.
Okay, final question. What type of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Limey.
Yeah?
Great Dane.
That is correct. Great Dane.
You ran away with this. Ladies and gentlemen, the scores are Limey 6, everybody else 2 except me. I'm 3. The champion, Limey
6.
The winner.
Limey got 6? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I watched a lot of TV.
Man. There you go, man.
Wait till Thursday. We'll see if that record holds.
I didn't realize Scooby was
a
great name.
With some American
I thought it was a cartoon dog.
Yeah, well,
I actually was going to answer that.
That's what I was going to say, too, but he got too quick.
Great minds, as they say.
All right, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the undisputed champion, like Limey, number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldstlouis.com. It gives me great pleasure to read you this email from a listener in Dubai.
Wow.
Check this. Frank, I want to say hello from Dubai. I guess I represent some of your Middle Eastern audience. I moved out here a month ago and have been listening to the podcast. There's a nine-hour difference. Here's a little insight. Here's a little insight on how a foreign country is handling COVID. In order to enter the country, I had to take two COVID tests. The first one was in the States and valid for only 96 hours just to board the plane. The second test was at the Dubai airport right after I landed. Had to show proof of health insurance and declare that I was able to support myself if self-quarantine was needed. Masks and temperatures are mandatory. I also had to download an app that gives me updates on the country's statistics and will inform me if I come into contact with a positive case. About 50% of the entertainment venues here in Dubai are open. My family and I went to the aquarium and saw two animals related to your show. We saw turtles copulating, and I immediately heard that groaning sound in my mind. And now Limey's going to share with you what a male turtle sounds like when he's doing it. As he looks for that, I will just read the rest of this. It says, in addition, my six-year-old daughter, when I was chuckling, asked, what are those turtles doing? I said, well, they're snuggling.
Snuggling.
That's the sound. The male, do it again. There you go.
I actually know the person that whose company, and she went out there and built that aquarium in Dubai.
Oh,
yeah.
How do we know that you know that you're not making that up?
I'm not.
You could be making it up.
I put it on Wikipedia.
Okay. Well, then it's true.
Yeah.
Later on, she says, I saw Rat Boy's long-lost buddy, a Cheeseman's gerbil, they're called. She says, it's a little desert mouse. It's so cute. Could I request an Arab joke if you have one? Well, Emily, I do not have an Arab joke. I'm sorry. And she says, thank you for making us laugh. How about Emily from Dubai?
Wow.
Thank you for keeping us with you in Dubai. All right. Folks, let me take a minute and explain something to you. I don't mean to be greedy here, but this is not for me. It's for Action for Autism. I'll bring you up to speed. Two weeks from Friday night is trivia night. It's going to be at the Ameristar in a big banquet room. It's going to be fantastic. We have a table for the show. Every year I get us a table, and I allow one or two couples to sit with us at the table, us being me, my wife, Tim, Limey, Dan, and his girlfriend, all right, and two other couples. The current high bidders for the slots for two other couples are Gary and his guest at $1,500 and Stephanie and her husband at $2,000. Now, I need you to help me here so I don't look bad. I also agreed, my mother used to say, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, when I'd order more than I could eat. But I took another table that'll be put next to our table, so it's still our group, but I need to sell that whole table. And I said, oh, I can do that, but I haven't done it. It's 10 people. I need somebody to say, yeah, my wife or my husband and I or whatever, we'll take that table and we'll just call four other couples. And here's how much she'll give you for the whole table. I would love to get $3,000 or $4,000 for the table. It's 10 people. You just kind of bust it up and come on, not a big deal. So if you can do that, shoot me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. And Stephanie, it was a pleasure talking to you this morning. What a delightful person you are. And Gary, you know we appreciate you every year. I got a table of 10, part of our group, next to our table. It's going to be a blast. You don't need to bring anything. They're going to have food and drink. It's the Ameristar, for goodness sakes. It's really going to be nice. So, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Table of 10, what will you give me for it? Please do not offer less than $3,000.
Are you guys going to yell out your name at each question?
You better believe it.
Well, out of habit, probably will. Over this past weekend, there was a High Ridge woman who was killed at Lake of the Ozarks in a boating accident, and she was killed when, at about 12:30 in the morning, an intoxicated driver pulled out of one of the popular dock bars and hit this boat and killed this woman and put her daughter in the hospital. Let me say something quickly to you amateur boaters, or you boaters who actually should never be allowed to drive a boat. Nighttime on any water, on the river, Lake of the Ozarks, Mark Twain Lake, anywhere, is extremely dangerous. And you people, and I've seen them for the 38 years I've been going to the lake, who go out at night, have a few drinks, and decide you're going to run 25, 30 miles an hour on the water, you are stupid, and you can kill people. And this guy, his life is over. He was already charged with driving a boat while intoxicated. He's going to be charged with manslaughter, probably. So one drunken night of bad judgment, it's kind of over for him.
Well, he's got like 3 or 4 different charges on him.
Oh, no, he's done.
Yeah,
he's done. All right. My wife and I did something this week. This was so much fun, and anybody can do it.
You had...
No.
Relationship.
No, come on, that's disgusting. We're married. Yeah. That's disgusting. We had lunch at a little place at the lake. It's a public golf course, but they have a really nice restaurant. So we're sitting there, and there were at the table next to us, there were 4 old ladies. They were all easily in their 80s, and they were all dressed up, and they looked really nice. And you couldn't help but kind of listen to what they were talking about, and it was just fun. I just thought, you know, women are probably all widows, and they don't have a lot of time left. And younger people tend to just dismiss old people, just a bunch of old people. So I told the waitress, I said, give me their check. No. This was so much fun. And I said, when they get ready to leave, you tell them that their lunch was picked up by a secret admirer. But let me tell you something. Old ladies like that, never get sort of hit on, or are never...
They don't really get the chivalry side of it anymore. They just get the, oh, let me hold the door open for you because you're old.
But for them to think somebody in that little restaurant looked at him and thought, secret admirer. So she did. And I told my wife, I said, we're not going to leave till they ask for the check. I want to hear. So the waitress came over, and they had all... It was one of those deals where one says to the other, all right, you had the tuna sandwich, and they're divvying up the...
Right.
And the waitress said, don't worry about doing that. It's all taken care of. And the one of the old lady who looked like Maude on Golden Girls, she said, well, who did that? She says, a secret admirer. So she walked away, and one of the ladies said, I know who did this. And one of the other old ladies said, who? She said, remember when we came in, those young people at that table, and that guy had such a filthy mouth and used profanity? And I said, hey, maybe you want to watch your language. They did it because they felt bad. She said, I know it had to be them.
Because, oh, man.
And she said, and that just goes to show you, you know, sometimes they realize they're out of line. These people that just don't have any. And she goes on about how she knows it was hilarious. It was that. So every once in a while, if you see an old person, pick up a cup of coffee or their lunch or something and just say it's from a secret admirer. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. It'll make their day. It'll light them up. I had so much fun doing that.
Did you get some after that?
I did. But I got it from one of the old ladies.
Oh, good.
Over the weekend, Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, turned 69.
Wow.
Let me tell you, from what I've seen, she's held up pretty well. She still looks pretty good, Linda Carter. So happy birthday, Linda Carter. Now, with this COVID thing, you'll see in hotels sanitized for your safety. Even more of those little placards and cards than you used to see. Everything sanitized. Folks, be very, very leery. Sorry, hotel people, but I will never get out of my head the ABC undercover Nightline or Dateline or whatever it was special where they put hidden cameras in the hotel rooms and they showed the cleaning people. And here's the scene that I will never get out of my head. You know, in the bathroom, they have those glasses with a little piece of paper on top of them.
Yeah.
And it says sanitize for. It showed one of the cleaning ladies hurriedly dipping the glass in the toilet and then wiping it with a towel till there's no streaks and setting it on the vanity with a paper thing over it that said sanitized. I will never forget that.
Wow.
And because of that, I never drink out of I'll drink out of a plastic cup sealed in plastic, but that's it, not the glasses. So keep that in mind. And I guess one last thing. Several of the cruise lines are now they're selling off their cruise ships. There are at least a couple of dozen big cruise ships they're selling. To who?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Who's got the money to buy
a
cruise ship?
Who do you sell a cruise ship to? Seriously. Who's going to buy it?
How much does even a cruise ship go for nowadays?
I have no idea.
You know, the only one I can think of is like the QE2, right?
I don't know.
Like, how much would that be to buy that?
Do they put it on Facebook Marketplace?
Well, they have to lose a lot of money because you're not going
to
buy it to make it again a cruise ship.
No. You got the yard sale Saturday.
Yeah, really.
Yard sale. So you got to gut it. You have to gut it and turn it into what?
Because old cruise companies have got. I mean, you could make casinos out of them if you could get them somewhere.
But there are no floating casinos. There's a casino on the cruise ship, but there's no floating casino. You don't need them. I don't know. And I did mention earlier. Every once in a while, there's somebody in show business who, and I'm sorry, it happens with men too. This is not I'm not just making this about women, but you see them years later and you go, no, that can't be her. And a good example is a woman who today is 73, Sally Struthers. She was very cute, and then she turned into a Buick.
Wow.
I mean, she blew up. And I saw her doing one of those feed the children things, thought, no, that cannot be Sally Struthers. But she's 73 today. What was her name on All the Family? What was her name?
Wow. Oh, wait a minute.
It was Meathead's sister.
Yeah, no, it was Meathead's wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was
Gloria.
Wife. Gloria.
Gloria.
Wow, way to go, Dan. So happy birthday, Gloria. 73 day. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a class, freshman high school class, but it's a class specifically for people who have speech impediments. And they're working on overcoming them by getting up and speaking. And the assignment from the teacher, by the way, I've been telling this joke for 30 years. It's a great joke. The assignment is tomorrow, be prepared to stand up when you're called on and recite a poem that you have written that includes Timbuktu. The only instructions were you have to have Timbuktu in the poem. So the next day, the teacher calls on Brent. Now, remember, these kids are trying to overcome a speech impediment. So she said, Brent, do you have your assignment? You have a poem with Timbuktu? He said, I sure do. She said, I would like to hear it. He says, I walked along the sandy shore. I was listening to the breakers roar, watching the ships sail out of view. Destination Timbuktu. And the classroom clapped. Let me hear the classroom clapping.
Whoa! Wow, that's a big class.
And the teacher said, Brent, that was fantastic. Yes, Jimmy. Jimmy, your hands, you have, he said, I do. Now, he has a minor speech impediment. She says that we're all ready for your Timbuktu poem. He said, all right. Tim and I a-hunting we went. We met three hookers with a pop-up tent. Three of them and two of us. So what did we do? Well, I bucked one and Tim bucked two. Dallas, Texas. Here we come. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. In Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff, closed only on Monday. And you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's. You need reservations. And right now you need them for lunch, too. So don't take any chances. Make reservations for Annie Gunn's. Gift cards every day, any occasion, anybody. Perfect for gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans. It is all yours. How are you?
Good, good. So today, Taco Tuesday. So I wanted to ask, chicken or beef?
Beef.
Beef.
Oh, beef.
No question.
Beef.
Okay. Also, National Chocolate Milk Day. Do you like chocolate milk?
Yes. Absolutely.
I love chocolate milk.
And I like it really, really chocolatey with vanilla ice cream in it, like your homemade milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to clear up some odds and ends today. Starting off, I told you last week that Tom Hanks and wife Rita Wilson have been sailing the Aegean Sea. Tom's also been telling anybody who would listen how violent and out of control America has become, and that he's had enough. Well, last week, Tom and Rita passed Greece citizenship test, and they are now Greek citizens.
Well, good for them.
As well as their American citizenship. They'll spend half their time in Greece, half in the United States. By the way, Rita is from Greece. You know, I tell you, there's been another, at least one, maybe two, more proof that Tom Hanks spent time with Jeffrey Epstein. Flight itineraries that had his name on the manifest.
Well, once they get a hold of the information from... what's her name? Gazelle or whatever her name is? Maxwell?
Ghislaine
Maxwell? Ghislaine. We'll just see. Here, I'm going to make a prediction. We're never going to find out anything that she knows.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure she's going to be Clinton. I mean, she's going to have an accident.
You bet.
Probably in the next couple of days.
We're not going to learn anything.
There you go. Real estate news. The Office star Rainn Wilson, a.k.a. Dwight Schrute. I really like that show. It's a good show. Is selling his multi-structure rustic compound with lots of trees and some land. It's in Agora Hills, about 35 miles outside Los Angeles. It's a steal at $1.99 million. He's moving to Beverly Hills, wants a change of lifestyle. But Simon Cowell is looking for a change of lifestyle. He's selling his Malibu home, and maybe he should buy a ranch house. Simon is selling his Malibu home. He wants to raise his son, Eric, in a more rural setting where they can have a couple of horses. It might be just switch properties or something like that.
Simon Cowell has a lot more money than most people realize. That guy is really wealthy.
Yeah, he is. Sad news, Lisa Marie is putting her home in Calabasas up for sale.
Oh.
Deciding that she can no longer live in the house that her son Benjamin committed suicide. Lisa is currently in therapy. Her three children, mother Priscilla, are very worried about her. You know, suicide in the family is that's rough.
No, I don't think for a minute I could still live in a house where that happened.
Absolutely not. You know, both my mom and dad committed suicide.
Yeah, I know.
You knew that, though.
I did know that.
Yeah. Somebody called the wambulance on Harry and Meghan.
Oh, boy.
They just got to shut up. I mean, just shut up. While they don't want to be considered royalty, they still are demanding 24/7 LAPD protection from looky-loos that keep driving by their house and drones over their swimming pool. This has been going on since they moved to L.A. And in a book, a biography called Finding Freedom, they complained that the Queen never showed them the respect that they believe they deserve.
Right.
Wow.
Why does the Queen owe them anything?
Yeah.
That's his
grandmother. So several of these, some items that are going up for bid at a couple different auctions. I picked out five. I'll tell you what they think they're going to start bidding at, and you tell me which of the five you'd like to have for yourself. You ready?
Ready.
Muhammad Ali's championship robe. $80,000.
That seems low.
Christopher Reeve's first Superman costume, $110,000. This is the starting bids.
Oh, okay.
The space suit wore in 2001, A Space Odyssey, $250,000.
Really?
David Hasselhoff's kit car from Knight Rider, $190,000.
Oh.
and the Apollo control stick used by Neil Armstrong on the trip to the moon.
Wow.
Starts at 400.
All right, round the room. Limey, wow. Which of those would you like?
Knight Rider car.
Wow.
I'd buy Dan? It now.
Oh, man. I would take the stick from Neil Armstrong.
Tim?
Ollie's robe.
I'd take the Knight Rider car.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
You bet.
I would take either Ollie's robe or the nightstick. I mean, the other, I don't care anything about the rest of them. Goofy item. I want everybody to listen up. Listen, it's been determined that those plant-based meat patties will give you really bad gas and sometimes explosive gas.
Like the impossible meat burger and all that?
Yeah.
You talking about the cramps and gurgles gas?
Okay, first
I'm
of all,
talking about blow it out your ace.
First of all, I've eaten. Have you ever eaten that stuff? That
no,
fake,
but I want to.
No.
Ground, I have, and I really liked it, and it didn't do anything to me. I just thought I couldn't believe how much it tasted like ground beef.
Well, they're worse for you than ground beef.
Well, they may be, but I'm just saying it didn't tear me up, and I liked it.
As no, many I calories, I think.
Yeah, I had some pasta, like penne pasta, with that stuff in it, and didn't know it. Till I got home and it said impossible meat or what, I ate it anyway. And if I hadn't read that, I don't think I would have known.
Wow.
It was good.
A little TV news. Do I have time?
You have 1 minute. Little less, 50 seconds.
HBO has renewed Perry Mason, the show about the 1930 Los Angeles private detective, not the attorney. Executive producer is Robert Downey Jr. Really good. I really like it. And Jamie Foxx is producing and starring as
Mike Tyson
in a biopic, but Jamie Foxx is not happy that it most likely will be a made-for-TV movie, not a feature. Nobody's going to spend $9 to go see the Mike Tyson story.
What about his paper?
Portrayed by Jamie Foxx.
What about his pay-per-view, Mike? He's going to fight Roy Jones Jr. Mike Tyson's going to fight again for the first time in 20 years.
Wow. I know.
He's 55 years old.
But it's going to be kind of a goofy fight. They're wearing great big gloves and can't try to knock the other guy out.
I didn't know
8 seconds.
Oh.
Beep.
Didn't take him long to get moving when I said 8 seconds.
Mike Tyson's a beast.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Congratulations, Limey, winning our game today. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.